Trump cooked rice. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A Republican congressman who voted to impeach the then president after the Capitol riot voted out in South Carolina. Tom Rice lost to a Trump-backed primary challenger and was cordial calling Russell Fry.
You're going to make a great congressman, and we'll do anything we can to help you along.
But the former president lost his bid to primary out another GOP South Carolina lawmaker who had been critical of him. Congresswoman Nancy Mace beat her Trump-backed challenger, telling Fox,
"Well, it shows that hard work, honesty, sticking true to your principles and your values, and hustling. We pulled out a win last night. It was decisive by 8 points.
In Texas, Republican Myra Flores won a special election to become the first Mexican-born congresswoman, taking an open House seat that had been held by a Democrat.
She says in a statement this morning, quote, "I look forward to standing strong for our conservative values of faith, family, and freedom, and to earning the opportunity to serve our community further in the months to come."
Fox's Griff Jenkins. Two police officers are being mourned in California the day after they were murdered, responding to a motel stabbing near L.A.
And believe me, they were loved. These two men were loved. They were good men. They paid the ultimate sacrifice.
Interim El Monte Police Chief Ben Lowry, the gunman, was shot and killed by other officers. It's not food and gas and everything else getting more expensive these days. Getting a mortgage or a loan or paying credit card debt will also soon cost us more, with the Federal Reserve ready to take action today.
A slew of troubling inflation reports of late could lead Fed officials to consider surprising markets with a larger than expected 0.75 percentage point interest rate increase.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. We're getting a teeny tiny break at the gas pump after 18 days in a row of records. Regulars down a fraction, but AAA's national average still $5.01 per gallon. President Biden's urging U.S. oil refineries to produce more gas and diesel, claiming their profits have tripled. America's listening to Fox.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
One in five pregnancies in the U.S. in 2020 were aborted. The Guttmacher Institute is reporting that, saying there was about 8% increase in abortions that year compared to 2017, ending what had been a trend of declining abortions. A much-anticipated Supreme Court ruling this month could overturn the decision that legalized abortion in the U.S. in favor of states' rights to restrict it. That's led to pro-choice protests outside conservative justices' homes. And now,
with broad bipartisan support, the House signed off on legislation providing more security for Supreme Court justices and their families.
It should not have been this hard or taken this long.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy pushed for that vote last month after the Senate unanimously approved the measure in the aftermath of a leaked draft opinion overturning abortion protections and following last week's arrest of a California man arrested near Justice Brett Kavanaugh's home. All no votes came from 27 Democrats who had pushed for protection enhancements to be expanded and include court staff and clerks. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
NATO defense ministers are meeting after Ukraine's president again urged countries to send more weapons to help fend off Russia's invasion as Russian forces keep bombarding and taking more areas in the east of Ukraine. Finland and Sweden want to join NATO. Turkey, though, is blocking that over those countries supporting Kurdish militants that the Turks see as terrorists.
We need to sit down, address those concerns. And that is exactly what we are doing. And I welcome the signal and the messages from Finland and Sweden that they are ready to actually take actions.
That's NATO leader Jens Stoltenberg. Ahead of the Fed's expected decision to increase a key interest rate today over inflation concerns, we're seeing stock futures rising up more than 200 points for the Dow. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.